I'm going to have you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Well, today is Mother's Day, and I thought I'd share with you some things that some others have written about this topic. Here's what one anonymous son has written along these lines, and he's asked, "What did your mother teach you?" He said, "My mother taught me logic. If you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me." That's true. It's good logic. "My mother taught me medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to stay that way." That's good medicine. "My mother taught me to meet a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me." "My mother taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't you come running to me." "My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up." "My mother taught me about my roots. Do you think you were born in a barn?" And my mother taught me about anticipation. "You just wait until your father gets home," right? Anticipation. I don't know if you've heard this Mother's Day story. It's actually a mother-in-law story, but a couple was going out for the evening, and they'd called a taxi. And the last thing that they did, the taxi arrived, the last thing they did was they put the cat out, and then as they got ready to run to the taxi, the cat ran back inside. So the husband goes back inside to chase the cat out again, and the wife, not wanting the taxi driver to know that the house would be empty, she explained to the taxi driver that he's just going upstairs to say goodbye to my mother. A few minutes later, the husband got into the taxi and said, "Sorry I took so long. The stupid thing was hiding under the bed, and I had to poke her with a coat hanger to get her to come out." All right, that's enough of that business. Well, we do want to look at an important subject this morning, directly out of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. This was their definition of honor. Honor is a decision we make to place high value, worth, and importance on another person by viewing him or her as a priceless gift and granting that person a position in our lives worthy of great respect. And love involves putting our decision into action. The passage I had you turn to, the text in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, this is what God says. He says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Deuteronomy chapter 5, if you can kind of put it in your big picture understanding of the Bible, is a restatement of the Ten Commandments. You know, the Ten Commandments were first given to us in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20. But we get to Deuteronomy, and they're restated here. These ten life principles that boil down really every decision you're ever going to make in your life is going to be impacted by these 10 life principles. And right in the middle is this principle of honoring our parents. And what that says to me is that this is something that's very close to God's heart. I mean, he put it right in the heart of his primary teaching to us about life and about our relationships. So the word honor, I think, is a very important word in your life, not just as it relates to our parents and our mothers in particular this morning, but I want to make sure that you pay attention to this, because this idea of honor really affects a lot of different things for you. When we read it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, in the Hebrew form, there's some interesting components of this word. It has the idea of heavy or weight, and you might right away think, well, how does that connect? But that's the root of this word in Hebrew, heavy or weight. It sort of has the idea to be heavy or to make heavy or to be or to make weighty. It's an interesting word picture that the word comes from. It's sort of the idea of a scale in old times and something of value. The heavier that it was, the more valuable it was. And so if you put precious metal or some other special thing, coins on top of the scale, In order to add value to it, you add weight to this thing. And that's the idea. That's the back of this story, to be heavy or to make heavy. Literally, and I love this, it means to lay it on them. All right, so when we talk about honoring, it means to lay it on them. It's connected with this worth or honor or value. When we honor somebody, we weigh them down with respect and prestige. I place upon you great worth and great value. In fact, the opposite of honor, I think, is helpful too. Dishonor means to treat someone as if they have little weight. So if honor means to give them great weight, great value, to dishonor means to give them little weight or little value. In fact, the words that are connected with dishonor, this is interesting again, are words like mist or vapor. They don't have any weight. And so this is treating someone as if they are a vapor or a mist, like they're not even there. This is the idea of to dishonor somebody. Every parent loves it when their kids lay a heavy one on them. In fact, that was the title. It might have sounded weird for this message, but laying a heavy one on mom. And it's this idea of honor. And every parent understands this. You know what I'm talking about when your kids, when they're younger and they come running up to you spontaneously and they just throw their arms around you, give you a big hug or a big kiss for no reason. You don't make them, you know. They just come and do it. And you know how that just makes you feel so great. And it doesn't change, right? As our kids get older, when our kids honor us in this way, they sort of lay a heavy one on you. And you know what that means. Faith and I have 5 kids. When our kids were younger, we used to wrestle. And you dads or moms, I guess, wrestle with your kids. I'm not talking about wrestling. That's different. This is wrestling. You know, 5 kids, it's a pretty good task to wrestle 5 little kids. And the story's always the same, right? You can get one or two kind of, you know, wrapped up and then one scoots out. And of course, you know, your kids, if any of you guys understand this, your kids, they stand a little bit outside of your reach, but they really want you to still get them, right? They're not going to run away. They're not going to another room. They just stand right there. In fact, if you ignore them a little bit, they'll keep getting closer and closer. They want to be in the middle of the wrestling, but they want you to pursue them. They want you to go get them. And if you know anything about this, they won't stop. I mean, they just keep going. The only way this little exercise ends is if you finally let them get you. All right? And finally, when all 5 children have conquered dad and they're on top of him, right? Just laying all of them on them, then finally they'll get tired of it and then you can be done. It's sort of this laying, and you love it, right? Dads, we love this. I'm not suggesting that, you know, this is how you ought to treat your mom this afternoon. I don't mean it like that, but we understand this idea of laying a heavy one, this idea of bringing value and weight to honor. What I'd like to do this morning is ask 2 very simple questions about this text, and I want you to know this. We're not just telling a story. We're not just talking about good feelings about moms. We're going to the Bible. We're only going to look at 1 verse, but I want to make sure that when we look at this verse, we're finding out what God says, not for sure not what I say, not just what people think about moms. What does God say about this? And I want to tell you 2 things, or really ask 2 very simple questions about honoring mom in these verses. Number 1 is this: why? Why should we honor moms? And number 2, how? How should we honor moms? And the answer to the why question is very simple. Our passage says 2 things. If you look at it, it says, number 1, God commanded it. And then number 2, he says, it's good for you. There's 2 really good reasons why children, all of us that have moms, all of us have moms, and why should we honor them? Because God commanded it, and it's good for you. Let's talk about these 2 things. The command part of it can't be much clearer. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. All right, there's no question about this. And if you look carefully at the verse, I want you to notice a couple more things. Number 1, it's not based on age. So the honor principle doesn't time out. You don't get to a certain point in your life and, you know, when you hit 21 years old, then you're done with honor. It's an ageless thing. We are always to honor our parents. We're always to honor our moms. Obey in the Bible is different than honor. We look at Ephesians chapter 6, where it tells us the children to obey your parents. This is not a timeless, it's not an ageless command. That has the idea, as long as you're under their authority, there's a time frame to obedience, but honoring is not. There's no time reference, it's ageless. And I also want you to notice that it's not based on merit. You don't read a clause in the verse that says, honor your father and your mother if they deserve it. Or if you think that they deserve it. Let me talk just for a minute to those of you that came from some dysfunctional homes. And I know there's a lot of us that in different ways you are here this morning, you'd say, man, there were some problems in the home that I come from. You may say, my parents don't deserve my honor. I'm sure that there might be some here that would say, what are you talking about? Honor my parents after what she did to me, or after all I've had to go through, or are you kidding me? So let me tell you that there are some parents whose unloving actions have hurt their children deeply, and some of you might feel that pretty acutely this morning. And I'm not downplaying that behavior in any way. There's no excuse making taking place. Honor does not mean to excuse anybody's sin. It's not meant in any way to trivialize the pain that some have had caused, brought to them by parents that were walking in a way that God doesn't call us to. But what I'm saying is that the only way to be free from that hurt that maybe you sense that someone else has caused you, the only way I want to encourage you this morning is to do exactly what God calls us to, is to honor them. Continuing to nail your parents to a wall of bitterness years after the fact hurts you more than it hurts them. And so if I can this morning, I want to come along beside you and I want to tell you that there's no clause in the honor command that says only if they deserve it. I was reading a story just the last few weeks about a guy who came from a very abusive home, and he tells a story about, as a young kid, these vivid memories. If you've experienced abuse in your home, you'll know what I'm talking about when you talk about these vivid memories of hiding underneath his house when his dad came and drug him out there, and hiding in between the refrigerator and a wall, trying to hide himself in the corner when his dad finds him and kind of, you know, just pulls him out of this area. And so this was the home that he grew up in, and not just this man that I was reading this story about, but his siblings, his sisters, his mom, just a very abusive situation from his dad. As he got a little bit older, it tells the story about this young guy as a sophomore in high school, getting bigger and coming home one day from football practice. And as he walked up the stairs, the second level of their apartment, this kind of rundown apartment, and started walking down the hall, he heard an all too familiar and pretty chilling scream of his mom, and he knew something was going on in the apartment again. And he tells a story of running, just saying that was enough, and running into that apartment and bashing through the door and pulling his dad off his mom, and in a rage, throwing his father out the window, second story, and running from the apartment down the stairs to the yard, finding out that his dad was fine, bruised and shaken and cut up, and then picking up his dad by his shirt and saying, if you touch any of us again, I will kill you. Tells a story that not long after that, this young guy left the home for good and turned out to be actually as a story of being an excellent football player, played football at a major college level. And as a junior, he ended up getting injured and then his career was over. And I wanted to just read you this little part of this little paragraph, the story about him. No matter how far he traveled, he never escaped his memories. He knew how to live with anger and mistrust, but not with warmth and love. Every relationship that this guy entered, including two marriages and a string of friendships, shattered by his fiery temper, turned into a repeat performance of the tragedy that he had left behind. This is not unfamiliar to anybody that's done any counseling. When somebody grows up in a home where you feel valueless, where you feel as if you have no weight, you feel valueless, then you tend to act out your emptiness in ways that damage yourselves and damage other people around you. This young man's story, it's actually an awesome story. I don't have time to tell you the whole part, but you know, this terrible relationships that came out of this, but finally in his mid-30s with his life crashing around him and at the end of another relationship, God in his grace stepped down into this young guy's life and changed him, and he had a couple couples that came into his life and cared for him and prayed for him, and he began to realize that if anything was ever going to come out of his life, he had to understand, first of all, that he was honored before God, that his standing, he meant something before God. And then meaning something before God and understanding his vertical relationship with God then allowed him to be able to go back into the horizontal relationships we've been talking about for a couple of months. And he had the challenge from some mentors to go back and to forgive his father. Talks about one of the hardest things he's ever did was to call up his dad. Dad answers the phone. He says, "Dad, I love you." And dad hangs the phone up. 3 times over the next 10 years, he tried again to call. Dad hung up the phone. And yet he kept having people say, "You need to be able to come to this place of honoring." It's a great, great story about how God ultimately allowed him a point in his life just before his father passed away for his dad to respond. Listen, this is no excusing. There's no excuse for that type of sinful destruction of families. But I want you to know, I'm talking to children here. Talking to those of us who have dads and who have moms. I'm telling you that you can't live your life in bitterness over the relationships of your past. It'll kill you. It really leads us to this second why answer. Not only does God command us to honor our parents and honor mom, but the reason that he commands us is he says, it's good for you. That thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. By the way, this is not just an Old Testament promise. It's repeated in Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. It says the same thing, that it may be well with you. And what it tells us is that if you fail to honor your parents, it has an impact in so many other areas of your life. It impacts the way that your children will respond to you. It drains away your capacity to love others. It builds walls in our lives. And I'd propose to you that it even affects us physically. It's an interesting study out there. Gary Smalley and John Trent, again, talk about this idea of the effects that this type of broken relationships and the failure to live out the honor principle in our lives, even towards some that don't deserve it, the effects that it has on us physically. I would just encourage you gently, if I could walk along beside some of you who know right what I'm talking about here, I want to tell you that rejecting our parents is robbing from ourselves. This is what God's word says. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may be well. That it may be well with thee. Let's make sure that we're all really clear about this. We have to know that this is serious stuff with God. If you want to experience blessing from God, it's absolutely critical to honor mom and dad, and especially this morning, I want to encourage you to lay a heavy one on mom. Treat her with the value and the weight that she deserves. This is one of the things that I really love about the culture here on Guam, Chamorro culture, Micronesian culture, this beautiful picture. I've watched it happen over and over again, really on a daily basis over this last year, of just this respect and honoring of elders that is expected. Young people, as I've watched you, it is so cool to observe this from you. I watch you greet your parents and greet your elders. It's a beautiful thing. And again, I tell you, this is what God says. This is good. It'll be well with you. There's blessing that comes with this. So the second question is this. So how should we honor mom? One of the greatest examples of honoring a mother, I'm not going to turn back to there just for time, but it's found in the story of an adult, not a little girl, but the daughter-in-law, Ruth. Remember that story in Ruth chapter 1? I mean, Ruth had a really hard situation, and her mother-in-law really didn't kind of cut in ties, saying move on, but Ruth responded with such clear statements of honor, this picture of honor, and how to treat someone in such a way that they feel the value and they feel the weight that you've placed on them. If we can go back to this definition that we began with and just break this down to these three parts, honor means this: viewing this person as a priceless gift. What this means is that we'll treasure them, that we'll treat them like they're important, that we'll view them with great value, we'll tell them and show them that they're important. How are you doing in this honoring this morning? And then granting this person a position in our lives that's worthy of great respect. I mentioned earlier the word honor in Hebrew, but the Greek word, the New Testament word, is interesting as well. It has the idea to look behind. All right, so the Hebrew word has the idea to give way to, but the Greek word says to look behind them. And in other words, it involves looking back and seeing a person's accomplishments and then viewing their background. Then we treat them as if they are valuable. And I can't think of any person with any higher position or that has accomplished more than a mother. Their moms are nurses and referees and financial advisors and attorneys, right? Sometimes they're attorneys and psychologists and teachers and chauffeurs and maids and bankers and cooks and, right, we could go on with the job description, and for many of them all at the same time holding down another job. And there's so many things. As we look behind moms, we're able to see the value, and as a result, we honor them. And this morning, I mean, here at Harvest, we want to lift up the role of a mother. You moms that are here, you're some of the most important women in the world. And we want to honor you because you deserve it. But we also want to honor you because God commands us to, and it's right and it's good. So we view this person as a priceless gift. We grant this person a position in our lives worthy of great respect. And then the last part of it is we put our decision into action. I don't know exactly what that means for you, but I want to encourage you. You've got to bring some action to the decision. Honoring is not just an idea. It's not just an attitude. It has to be something that we do as a result of what we believe about this. So we seek and value their counsel. We honor them in this way. We speak highly of them, and young people in particular. Man, you ought to be so careful that you speak highly of your mom to your other friends and to other family members. You're called to, we're commanded to as believers to honor these important women in our life. And that means that we ought to speak highly of them, not negatively. We ought to talk to them and serve them. We ought to tell them how important they are. We ought to say it verbally. We ought to write notes. And I already said that they're more cards purchased these last 5 days than at any other time of the year. So write a note to mom today, but maybe not just on Mother's Day. maybe some other times of the year. Write a note. Call them, but not just to talk about whatever. Call them saying that I appreciate you and I've been thinking about you and I'm so thankful for what you've done and the investment that you've made in my life. Dennis Rainey, some of you know that name, points out that honor could include things like this. I'm just sort of giving you some ideas. He says, choosing to place great value on your relationship with them. Taking the initiative to improve your relationship. Obeying them until you've established yourself as an adult. Recognizing what they've done right in your life. It may be, as we talked earlier, they might have a lot of really bad things that have happened, but identify the things that they've done right and tell them about it. You will honor them in that. Recognizing the sacrifices that they've made for you, praising them for the legacy that they're passing on to you, seeing them through the eyes of Christ with understanding and compassion, maybe trying to get a scope of understanding of where they've come from and forgiving them as Christ has forgiven you. So here's the question this morning to children of all ages. How have you honored your parents? Would you say that your life is characterized by a value and a weight that you've given to your mom? When was the last time that you told her how much you appreciated her? And this is the promise, that if you honor your father and your mother, it will be well with you. And you will live a long life full of God's blessing. As we close out this morning, I want to say this, and it relates to our theme this year of grace. And some of you may have a hard time finding the heart to honor your mom and your parents. Some of you, it's very easy. They've been in your life in such a ways that it's easy. But we're all going to be different in here. But I want to ask you this, not just about your parents, but can I ask you this? How are you doing in honoring your heavenly Father? And here's what I want to tell you, and I want to say this carefully and walk along beside you, but you can honor someone you don't know. I mean, you could walk out this morning and meet somebody in the store or in a restaurant that you know is a mom and say, Happy Mother's Day. This would be honoring for them. But listen, this is very different than the honoring of somebody that's a relationship with you. Trying to honor a dad or a mom that you don't know. You've probably seen some of this, or you're meeting somebody, a dad or a mom that you didn't know before. It's the honor thing kind of comes along hard. You can do it verbally, but the feelings that come along with that. I think sometimes if we evaluate whether or not we're honoring God in our life, maybe it's connected more with whether there's a relationship that's there. Whether we have the value that's built in where we understand what God has done for us and there's a relationship that has developed. So does your life live out the idea for you that God has weight and value? Or is it more the opposite? I mean, maybe for you, if you look back on your last week and you'd say, boy, it's really more like God is like a mist or a vapor. There wasn't a whole lot of God in my life in this last year. I mean, I prayed before this last week. I prayed before I ate and I'm here now, but the rest of the days were kind of filled with my own stuff. So I wonder if you're honest in your evaluation. Have you been treating God with dishonor? Treating him as someone as if he has little weight or little value, like a mist or a vapor. Listen, the only time for some of us that we think about him is at church or maybe before a meal. The rest is our own thing. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that while we're making commitments to honor mom, and I hope that you'll do that, why don't we determine as well that we'll recommit ourselves this morning to honoring God? If I can give you just a couple of take-homes this morning. For those of you whose moms are still around, make a commitment to do something specific. Something specific to say or to show your mom that she has value, that she has weight for you. Lay a heavy one on her. Make sure that she knows it, that she understands it. Not just today. I mean, it's okay this week. She's going to expect it today, but but maybe make some decisions that this year you're going to learn and you're going to grow in your responsibility to honor mom in order that it would be well with you. And then, man, if God is not being honored in your life, I would encourage you this morning to put some decision into action. You know, maybe a step for you this morning is that you've got to say, I'm going to join a Bible study because I know that God's not a real significant part of my week. I'm going to join a Bible study. I've got some ideas for you. A couple of the other pastors could direct you as well. There's some things going on Sundays that you could be a part of. Join a Bible study. Come to Sunday night. Come to a Wednesday night gathering as we're together. Seek out a spiritual mentor here at Harvest, if you want to talk with me about, hey, I'd just like to have somebody that would help me walk through life. I want God to have more value, more honor in my life. Let me encourage you this morning to add some action to the good intentions. God will be pleased with that.